Hey, Dave.
Yeah, Randy.
Since we founded Bombas, we've always said our socks, underwear, and T-shirts are super soft. Any new ideas?
Maybe sublimely soft.
Or disgustingly cozy.
Wait, what?
I got it. Bombas. Absurdly comfortable essentials for yourself.
And for those facing homelessness.
Because one purchased equals one donated.
Wow, did we just write an ad?
Yes.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
This three-way kiss, how many times did it happen?
It was nearly every night. I don't have enough to show it, but I had an argument with him simply because I was like, what the hell's going on? But I was getting to know Dami as well as Jay.
They didn't show any of that.
And they made it look like I was just only for Jay.
You friend zoned Summer. I'm confused now. You friend zoned after Casa. Of course.
Yeah, after Casa.
And that you were in the villa then still with Jay.
Yeah.
And he still tried to do through a kiss even though India was in the same villa.
Yeah.
Let me just leave.
It was a little joke, but I'm like, right, you're already in a deep hole. Let's stop digging. Do you know what I mean? Like, you can't ask someone to open up to you and then friend zone them afterwards. It's a bit...
You ready?
I'm ready.
I'm ready too. Are you ready, Tom? I'm ready too. Let's go. Hey guys, it is the Murad Murali podcast, daily and consistent. Guys, I have another one of, you know, Love Island's finest from this season. She just recently left as well. We have China in the building, guys. How are you?
I'm good.
I'm loving your sneakers.
Thank you. I thought, you know, I'd have a pop of colour today since I didn't want to just dull myself out.
They're nice. I can't believe I just said sneakers. I mean trainers, sorry. But they look nice. They look nice. How's life been for you?
Do you know what? So far it's been quite good. Yeah, it's been nice being out of the villa. Like, I was in Spain for 3 weeks in total. Do you know what I mean? So being away from my friends and family, I was like, you know, get me back.
It's a lot. You were in 2 weeks holding.
Yeah, 2 weeks holding, a week in the villa.
A week in the villa.
And yeah, it was nice, but I was like, yeah, thank God I'm home now.
Really?
Yeah, because you're just away from everything. Like, you're pretty much in a bubble. Do you know what I mean? So being away from everyone and everything, it's just a lot.
It's a lot.
Yeah. I didn't miss not having my phone though, but...
You didn't miss not having your phone?
No.
Why?
Because it was nice to have a break.
Okay, good.
But it was just like, just the little things like... Not being able to read a book or not listening to music.
The music and the time would do my head in.
See, do you know what? With the time, you didn't really think about it. It was just like when you're waking up and it was like, I feel like I've had such a long sleep. Or it's just like, oh, I feel like I've not had much sleep at all. Do you know what I mean? That's the only thing. But other than that, I didn't really think of the time.
Fair enough.
Yeah.
Casa Amor, you came in. So what? And, you know, you and Jay were having good conversations. I don't understand this whole thing with you and Jay. It doesn't make sense when it comes to, like, I'm sure you've been asked this many times.
About the situation.
Yeah, like, it doesn't make sense to me because, you know, I thought that there was a connection that, I mean, from what we see. And I generally thought, okay, you know what, these two, I actually like them together. I was like, let me give them a day or two to warm up on me. But they look cute together.
Yeah.
And, you know, they could actually get quite far in this competition if they maintained that way.
Yeah.
But it then fell flat when Jay came back in the villa with you and he picked you. Like, I'm sure you guys are friends now
and
everything's chill.
Now, everything's...
And I don't think he's a malicious person at all.
Yeah, no.
But what the hell was that about? Because I'm just so confused.
It was a shock to me, not going to lie. It wasn't like, oh, I kind of knew this was going to happen. Because up until... After the recoupling, we was fine. We just woke up in the morning and Yeah, I kind of could sense the vibe though.
Yeah, you can sense it like that.
Yeah, I can sense it straight away. So like in the morning, well, especially going to bed and thing, I think just because the whole recoupling, emotions were high with everything else that going on in the villa. Because you're away from everyone. Mm. Everyone's forced to be around each other. Mm. So there was a lot going on. But I just didn't think no of it. And then woke up in the morning. And then we're friends now. Went from kissing and cuddling to pillow wall.
Not pillow wall.
No, right. It wasn't. Moses parted the Red Sea between us. But yeah, it was weird. But then I understood simply because he doesn't want to waste people's time.
Mm. And sometimes maybe it gets like that, where you like someone, yeah, there's a spark, but then that spark dies way too quickly in 3 days.
Yeah.
And you're just like, oh, okay. Dead. Okay, not even 3 days, guys. 2 days. And then you just wake up, yeah, and you're like, okay, that, I still don't understand it from my experience. Maybe I'll ask Jay when I see him.
Yeah.
But I just thought that.
It's the thing, I've not unpacked it with him yet. Do you know what I mean?
Right, you lot come out together. You did interviews together. You're in this, mm-hmm, process together because you left together.
Yeah.
And yet it's still like there.
I don't know the exact reason why, but I just see it as, obviously I just wasn't for him romantically.
Mm.
We do get on better as friends, to be honest. It is a good friendship that we do have, but yeah, we just didn't work out.
Mm.
It was nice. You know, getting to know him was nice. He's not like as I thought. Mm. Do you know what I mean? Because when I went into the villa, my initial thoughts wasn't to get to know Jay.
Hmm.
Like, he wasn't.
Who were your initial thoughts on your radar?
I was going to get to know Dami. And I did in the villa as well. I don't know if you showed it, but I was getting to know Dami as well as Jay in Casa Amor.
They didn't show any of that.
And they made it look like I was just only for Jay. But me and Jay did have a stronger connection than me and Dami, hence why I just obviously.
So what was
put all my eggs in one basket on the last day, and then look where I got.
Not on the last day.
No, on the on the last day. Let me take the
eggs out of baskets.
No, like on the last day of Casa Amor, I was like, do you know what? Obviously, we didn't even know if we was. We didn't know that we was going to do a recoupling that night, but I was like, do you know what, Jay? Yeah, I do want to get to know you and only you. Do you know what I mean? But short lived that, didn't it?
What happened with you and Dami? Can you explain your experience?
We was getting to know each other. Like, our conversations went really well, to be honest. Like, it was very flirtatious and everything else.
Did you guys kiss?
No, we didn't kiss. Okay. Besides the three-way kisses, we didn't kiss.
Three-way kisses?
The three-way kisses. That's plural. At night.
You mentioned this in After Sun.
It was just a bit of fun. It was a bit of fun. He initiated it mostly because he'd be like, right, guys, we're going to do a three-way kiss before bed.
As if this is some kind of like
a joke. Something. Even when he friend-zoned Summer, we were sat at the mini fire pit and he was like, guys, is it a bit too late to do a three-way kiss now? I was like, damn it, look at the hole that you're in already. We're not doing that. I'm not being about it.
When he friend-zoned Summer the day after Casa Amor, then when did he friend zone Summer? I'm confused now. He friend zoned after Casa, of course.
Yeah, after Casa.
And that you were in the villa then, still with Jay.
Yeah.
And he still tried to do three-way kiss, even though India was in the same villa.
Yeah.
Maybe just leave. Shall I? Wait, and just that doesn't make no sense.
This is the thing. Like, obviously for him,
was that a joke? Maybe
it is. It was a little joke, but I'm like, right, you're already in a deep hole. Let's stop digging. Do you know what I mean? Like, we're doing quite badly already. Like, come on, let's not. But I knew his heart was with India, obviously. He just wouldn't stop talking about her. But then he was going for Summer. Him and Summer's thing was going really good in Casa.
How good is really good?
They was inseparable. Literally. They spent most of the days together, kissing, hugging, everything, inseparable. And then as soon as we got into
the normal
main villa, everything suddenly changed. When I say suddenly, I mean suddenly. It was all right, this is a massive energy shift. What the fuck's going on?
Wow.
Literally. Like, me and him had, like, I don't even know if I showed it, but had an argument with him simply because I was like, what the hell's going on? You've friend zoned Summer out of the blue were won because you guys were going really good. Do you know what I mean? I do respect his decision, obviously, moving forward with India because that's what he wanted. But I said you shouldn't have done what you did in CASA to then friend zone Summer. Do you know what I mean?
And what did he say in response?
He's like, oh, well, you know, I had feelings for India. I'm like, yeah, we do understand that. However, if you obviously had a lot of feelings for
India, you wouldn't be behaving like that.
Yeah.
Period.
Yeah.
Like, if you want to make time for somebody that you like, you would make time for them.
Because he said that he still wanted to continue to get to know someone, but he didn't give her that opportunity to continue to get to know her.
At all.
When we got into the main villa, it wasn't that at all.
I keep forgetting that you guys came back into the main villa for a couple of days and you guys got dumped first. Sorry, I keep forgetting that.
Yeah, we got dumped first.
Because there's more people got dumped, Coco and Josh, and then more coming out are being dumped tonight as well. So
this is the thing. Everyone realizes energy shift and we was like, well, I'm not being funny or anything. Like, you would have known. Mm. And the fact that you haven't even tried to continue to get to know Summer after being in CASA Amar, you kind of taken the piss.
Damn, so you really were there to defend your friend Summer?
Yeah, I defended it 100% because I even said to him, I'm not going to lie, me and you are not friends right now. This is when he friend zoned her. I was pissed off because I was like, this is just weird. Mm. Like, even when I was speaking to Coco about it when we was in the villa, and she was like, this is weird. Like, there's a huge energy shift. Do you know what I mean? But we kind of seen it coming, like the friend zoning, simply because of how he was acting as soon as we got back. But you can't ask someone to open up to you and then friend zone them afterwards. It's a bit
muggy.
Yeah.
Especially because he said at the Casa More recoupling, Summer's not over yet.
Yeah, so you'd have thought that.
And you know, Summer, you probably rehearsed that line.
Yeah. So you'd have thought summer wasn't over, but summer was short-lived. Do you know what I mean?
Winter came.
Yeah. It's...
So they were really inseparable in CASA. Every single day, they were like, every minute they were together.
Yeah.
Wow.
Like, inseparable. But then this is why I was mad confused. And I'm like, nah, you do my girl summer dirty here. Mm. Like, I loved Dami and India together. But I seen how he was also with Summer as well. And I'm like,
it's that time of the year. Your vacation is coming up. You can already hear the beach waves, feel the warm breeze, relax, and think about work. You really, really want it all to work out while you're away. Monday.com gives you and the team that peace of mind. When all work is on one platform and everyone's in sync, things just flow. Wherever you are, tap the banner to go to Monday.com.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
All right, you shouldn't have done that with Summer then. If you knew that you wanted India, do you know what I mean?
Right, it makes no sense.
Yeah, you wouldn't do that.
Because if you're doing that in the villa, what would you be doing outside the villa?
But this is the thing, I feel like now he realised, because obviously when we was in the bottom two, like, he was reflecting a lot on what he had done in CASA and was like, I really shouldn't have done that. He obviously was just trying to explore other connections in CASA. Do you know what I mean?
Mm.
Which is only right, because no one's in a relationship in there.
Yeah, you can say that as well.
Yeah,
I agree.
No one's in a relationship, so you're pretty much there to explore new connections.
Mm.
But I feel like he very, very, very quickly realised India was... He's one and only. Tell that there was unfinished business between him and India. Do you know what I mean? Like,
so did you? How did you react to Summer going off on Dummy in last night's episode, saying "Don't piss me the f off" for calling me fake? Run back the tapes. That's probably why she was really hurt by the word fake.
Yeah.
Because if anyone's being fake,
like, I was shocked by obviously Dummy calling her fake because he knows, you know what I mean? Summer pretty much wore her heart on the sleeve with Dummy. So he knows like she wasn't fake. Summer was literally telling India exactly what had happened in Casramar and everything else. She's not doing it in a malicious way because after he friend zoned her, she's not asked. She said, do you know what? Cool, we'll stay as friends. It's what it is. I just wish that you would have been, you know, not as affectionate in Casramar as you was. But
damn,
nothing's ever.
Unaired arguments. China is coming with the exclusive information that I didn't really expect. I did not expect to get any of that of unaired arguments. Was there any other unaired arguments that took place, either pertaining to you or pertaining to anything that you saw?
See, I didn't have, I don't have arguments, you know. My situation was the easiest situation ever.
I don't see you getting angry.
No, I don't.
I don't see you as an aggressive person.
Yeah, I'm.
You're very like chilled.
Yeah, I'm chilled.
I get that vibe.
When
from
Jay
you.
Said we're going to be friends, said, that's cool. Like,
is what it is.
Is what it is, you know what
can't
I mean?
Can't anything about it.
Like, life goes on. Do you know what I mean? On to the next.
On to the next one. Was there any other unaired stuff? Or was it just you just.
Me chilling. I wasn't
not,
just.
Not
chilling.
Really pretending. Not. Oh.
Because even like I tried. Well, I want that same night of the dumping. I was supposed to start to get to know Josh as well as Billy. But then I went home, didn't I?
What do you mean you're meant to get to know Josh and Billy?
I wanted to get to know them both.
You wanted to? You wanted to pursue them?
I wanted to pursue them.
Did you have conversations with them?
Obviously, there was a bit of flirtatious banter and things, but other than that, between we didn't, who? Like, between both of them, but we didn't go any further than that. And then it wasn't until... Obviously, a few days had passed and the girls were like, China, like, what are you doing? Like, obviously, everyone in there is very attractive. I don't know what they look like on TV, but they are very attractive. And then I'm like, I know. Do you know what? Can't hurt just to get to know everyone. Obviously, the cast of boys being there. And, yeah, didn't get to know them.
Didn't have enough time.
I didn't have enough time. And I wish I'd just, like... Initially coming back from Casa, as soon as I'd been friend zoned, I wish I then just jumped in Buffy and just got to know him. But
did you? What was going through your head when the dumping was taking place?
Oh,
and
I knew
that you were going.
I knew that me and Jay was going.
That's the worst feeling, man.
Like no, but you know what? It was bittersweet because even when we had sat and spoke about it, I said to Jay, like, do you know what? I'd much rather me and you go and Dami and Summer stay. Because them two, there's
unfinished business
in there. Like me going in there, obviously I wanted to get to know everyone and wanted to come out with someone. Do you know what I mean? But it didn't play out that way. Jay, yeah, he obviously didn't find anyone.
Yeah, I mean, I feel like if you two maintained that connection, arguably you could even still be in the villa.
Yeah, possibly but, so, yeah.
But it is what it is.
Is what it is. I know, I made this joke to Jay and I said, you know, if you didn't friend zone me, we probably would be here to the end. But
you know what, yeah.
Yeah, but this is the thing, I can't fake it.
And neither can he.
Yeah, neither can he. Like, we've just both been ourselves, do you know what I mean? It was nice getting to know him and everything else. But even as friends, we've got a bit of banter towards each other.
That's nice that you guys are, like, cool with each other. There's no animosity.
Yeah, this is the thing. We had to live together. Do you know what I mean?
Even after being dumped.
Yeah, even after being dumped, we was in a holding villa together. But
and that was fine as well.
Yeah, it was nice. You know, we have no awkward vibes towards each other. I want the best for him. He probably wants the best for me. He probably is going to try and wingman me still. I can't force anything. If there's not a vibe there for me, see you later, bye.
Who do you want to win?
I want Davide and Ekin.
Davide and Ekin, everybody wants them to win.
Do you know what? They're like the mum and dad of the villa. I think that's what it is. Like,
do they look after everyone?
Yeah, like even in Casa, Davide was looking after me.
That's nice.
Like, it was...
In what way?
like, he was just always there for me. Even when Jay said, oh, I want to get to know Molly as well. And Davide was like, China, honestly, it's fine. Even if he wants to swap beds, he's like, you'll be fine. You'll be fine. But he was just so nice to me.
That's nice that he would reassure you in Casa Amor.
Yeah, he was, like, he was just being there for me. And being in Casa Amor, obviously, you have the girls there for you. But then it's also nice to have the boys there reassuring you as well. Do you know what I mean? Because emotions are high. Do you know what I mean? But it was nice. Even Luca, he was there for me. Jax was there for me. All the boys were very, like, very comforting, if you know what I mean.
Nice.
Like, they were really, yeah, they were really nice friends, to be honest, yeah.
This Casa Amor, the girl group between the Casa Amor girls, I feel like I have never seen a rift between Casa girls like this before. And I feel like it's divided.
But divided only since Casa Amor ended.
Right.
We was fine. Everyone, from what I know, when we was in Casa and the day that everyone left, everyone was fine. Everyone was the best of friends. We was the closest that we had ever been. Do you know what I mean? Even on the last day. So coming out to see that everything's not as what it seemed, it's a bit shocking.
In what way?
I just thought that everyone got on, and all these things that have been said, these things wasn't addressed in the moment.
Right.
Do you know what I mean? Like, certain things was addressed, but not to this extent. I'm thinking, what the fuck's going on? Do you know what I mean? Like, we was literally all fine when we was all together. So how is it that we've come out and there's a whole new vibe? I genuinely thought that when we would come out, we'd all be together, we'd all go out for food, you know, would be the friends that we were in Casa. Coco wasn't the one that went for Andrew, it was Andrew that went for Coco.
Right.
Like, that same night, when I was trying to go and speak to Andrew, he was then pulling Coco to go up on the terrace. It wasn't Coco pulling...
Andrew pulled Coco to the terrace.
Yeah, it wasn't Coco pulling Andrew.
Interesting.
You know what I mean? So then you can't also be mad if she wasn't the one that actually initiated it. Even when me and Summer was walking in, I said, Summer says she wants to get to know Dami. I said, well, babe, I want to get to know Dami too. So
right,
I made
game
the
on.
Best woman win. Do right. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But everything worked out the way how it did. But I didn't have any animosity towards anyone simply because she got to know him more than me. Do you know what I mean? It's what it is. Even when I was saying to the girls, you can get to know Jay as well. I did like Jay and I found him attractive and everything else. But then may the best girl win. Do you know what I mean? You can't... I wouldn't be mad because we're all gone in there for the same reasons.
Right.
Do you know what I mean? It's just whoever's connection's stronger.
And that was really it.
That's it. Her being upset was just upsetting. Even for me, I was like, Jasmine, I really don't even want you to be upset. I don't want you to cry. Do you know what I mean? Even going to bed at night, obviously girls and boys obviously have to share a bed. I wasn't allowed to go and sleep with Jasmine simply because you have to share a bed with a boy. Do you know what I mean? And I was like, I wish I could literally sleep in bed with you and cuddle you all night simply because it's a shit position to be in. But
wow.
I know.
It's a lot, no?
It is. Like, this is what I mean, the whole...
And you were only there for a week.
And I was only there for a week. Even the recoupling, after the recoupling, I was just so emotional because I was like, oh my God, obviously, you know, the girls that I've come in here with, they've gone home. Like, it was just an emotional night. It was just weird. For me, yeah, it was just a weird experience.
Sounds like a very,
you know what I mean?
Weird experience, because you're seeing these arguments, then you're seeing your best friend going through something back and forth, then you're going through something,
yeah,
and then that ends quite quickly.
It's a lot to deal with.
Yeah, and that's only 1 week.
Yeah, and in the 1 week, it was a lot. Do you know what I mean? I'm just like, for me, I was grateful for like the welfare team and everything else. There was literally, whenever you needed them, there was there.
That's great.
What I mean? It was nice to talk to someone, and then also having the girls around me. Even Ekin, she was like my therapist.
Everybody's saying this. Even Coco said that Ekin was there for her.
She's literally like the villa therapist. I was like, right, I need a counselling session.
Really?
And she was like, right, come on then. Like, you could literally just tell her anything, and it's she'll pretty much put you at ease.
That's so nice.
Help you out. Mm. Do you know what I mean? Which was nice. Even like Gemma, she was literally, anytime I needed to talk, she's there. Do you know what I mean? All the girls were like that. But at the same time, everyone's going through things whilst we're in there. But yeah, do you know what? I didn't expect everyone to be as nice as
you assumed or seen on TV.
Yeah, because you only see an hour.
Mm.
How everyone's portrayed isn't up to them. Do you know what I mean?
It's scary.
It's scary. I'm happy I might have come across nice.
Yeah, I think you came across pretty chill. I think you had a good edit.
Yeah, at least I didn't show any of my arguments.
You said arguments.
Yeah, obviously, had little tiffs, but
with
obviously Dami.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
I'm Ina Garten. Welcome to Be My Guest, the podcast. One of the best gifts you can give friends is spending time together. But what's even better than that? Cooking with them. On Be My Guest, the podcast, new friends and old stop by my barn for some conversation and great cooking. We talk about food, life, and everything in between. Listen to Be My Guest, the podcast with me, Ina Garten, and join us wherever you get your podcasts.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.
That was obviously over summer. And then there was, well, Coco, because I was like to Coco. Coco, you need to get everything off your chest, because she was very upset in there.
Mm.
Do you know what I mean? Emotions were very high, and I was like, Coco, you need to make yourself feel better and get everything off your chest, because I don't want you to be in this villa and regret not speaking your truth. Mm. Do you know what I mean? And obviously she did, when she had obviously told Sasha about the situation that had happened.
I feel like you coped well from what we saw.
I did. Do you know what?
Because we're like, an on and off quick switch of like a situation is just like, would annoy me.
Do you know what? For me, I just see it as it just wasn't meant to be. Being negative towards someone, do you know what I mean? It's just not worth my energy. But I'm like, right, I wish you all the best. Do you know what I mean? I'd even help you find someone if you need me to help you find someone.
Mm.
But
I feel like you did well on for the time that you were in there and for the trials and stuff that you went through. Who do you think is playing the game?
I don't feel like anyone's playing the game.
Not this diplomatic answer.
No, shall I tell you why? Simply because being in there and
MP,
being with...
MP China, guys. MP China for
being
Leeds.
Being in there and being with, like, people, you see the obviously the genuine feelings that people have for each other.
So what is your response then to Dami and Luca thinking that Ekin and Tasha are playing games?
I just feel like they just probably had to just pick someone in that sense, you know what I mean? But yeah, I don't feel like, for me, I don't feel like anyone was playing the game. When I was with everyone, their connections that they had, they felt genuine. Mm. Do you know what I mean? Like, in my eyes, I genuinely thought, like, you know, the strong couples were going to be together forever at this point. Mm. You know what I mean? So, I don't know.
This three-way kiss, how many times did it happen?
It was nearly every night.
From Casa.
And then, well, after when obviously India and that came back, we didn't really do the three-way kiss because obviously it would have been a bit disrespectful towards India.
Right.
I know it was probably disrespectful towards India in Casa, but, you know, being there with her being there, it's a bit odd. And especially the vibes that we was getting from Dami, we knew that he was going to go back to India. Like, me and Summer had a conversation the day before he friend-zoned her, and we was like, I don't know, just something's not right. I just feel like, you know when you know.
Right.
I feel like he's just going to go back to India. But, yeah, the freeway case has only happened a couple times.
Every night, he said.
Every other night. It's a bit of fun. Like, yeah, genuinely, like it was just banter. Do you know what I mean?
I know what you mean.
Because even like when I was saying to Dami, me and you, we are good friends. Like, bounce off each other. Yeah, now I can just see him in a friendly way.
No, I get that.
Yeah, but yeah, it was just a bit of fun.
I feel like I don't know much about you outside of Love Island. What were you doing before Love Island?
I did youth support work.
Youth support work. How old are you?
I'm 23.
23, you did youth support work up in Leeds.
Yeah.
And you graduated?
Yeah, I graduated from uni.
In
Applied Social Sciences.
Nice.
Yeah, I've been doing youth support. Well, yeah, I was doing youth support work for about 4 years, but it's been 5 years now when I look back. Yeah, it's been quite nice. I enjoy, like, caring and supporting other people. Do you know what I mean? I think this is why most of the time I think about other people's emotions more than mine.
Right.
I put other people first.
Right.
Love that, though.
So, back to Love Island, sorry. Ekin said Ekin was your therapist.
Mm.
So were you worried about a lot of things for her to be your guidance? What was going through your mind?
No, like, we was just pretty much speaking about, like, family life, like, even just regardless of Love Island, we was just talking about life outside of Love Island and, like, upbringings and things. It was just nice for everyone to just
connect in different ways.
Yeah, because when we actually all spoke, we was like, right, we are pretty much all similar in some type of way, do you know what I mean? It was nice to just connect on a different level, if that makes sense.
Right.
Yeah, it was just very nice.
Coming out of the show, you're doing interviews, you're running around, especially the first 2 weeks, it's like a lot.
Stress.
It's intense, especially because everything's based in London and you're in Leeds, you've got to travel back and forth. Like, how is that for you? Are you coping with it well?
Yeah, I feel like I'm coping with it quite well, to be honest.
Not me. I'm tired as hell right now. I'm so tired, China.
Do you know what?
It's exhausting, luckily, man.
Last night, I got enough sleep.
I did. Like, I got 2 hours. And I'm doing back-to-back interviews.
Yeah, I've been back-to-back today, but I should be all right. I'm thinking to myself, right, I don't know, I've just been finding some way of it to work together, if that makes sense.
Right. Like, you just got to make it work somehow.
I'm making it work.
We're just, me and you both. We are just making it work.
So everything's different now. Coming out, it's weird when people come up to me and like, oh my God, you're China. I'm like, oh my God, yeah, forgot that I was even on Love Island. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's nice, cause at least I've had like some positive responses.
Yeah, and I think your time in the villa was just chill. Laid back.
Yeah. It
would have been nice to have seen your argument with Dami or stuff like these kind of conversations that you have either with Coco or Jasmine or whatever, or with Summer. It would have been nice to have seen that for you 110%, because then it would add more of you into these narratives.
Yeah.
And these scenes are essential for these narratives. Mm-hmm. And I just feel like they should have been added.
Yeah, this is the thing. We don't control
what's shown.
So you only see a small part of it. I've not really watched much of it back, but even like when I'm speaking to like my family and friends and things, they're like, oh no, they didn't show that. And I'm like, oh, it's right. So did they show this? And like, no. And I'm like, oh, nice.
That's the worst part, when you run to your family to phone.
Yeah.
And they're like, what?
Yeah, like, what? Because even, obviously, even with the whole Jay situation, there was like, oh, so you guys like friends now and things. I'm like, yeah. Did they not even show like, we have a lot of banter in the villa. Like, we was all right. Like,
post-friendship, I didn't see that.
Really?
From what I can recall. Once he decided to be friends with you.
That was it. Done for China.
It looked like you were just kind of over it.
No, we was fine. Your
facial expressions are funny.
Sorry. But I know, because few people have made, like, TikToks of my facial expressions.
I was going to talk to you about this. This is going to be my next question. Especially the dumping. And your face is like this.
So wait, These dumplings are last hours, by the way.
I don't know how you lot do this, man.
In heels, and it was freezing, by the way. It wasn't, it's not like it's 30 degrees at night right. in Mallorca. It pretty much drops.
It's cold.
It's freezing. So at this point, my face wasn't, I wasn't rolling my eyes the whole time. I rolled my eyes once, and it seems like that one time I rolled my eyes, because I was over it. I think we stood up for about 2 hours at that point. I rolled my eyes, and I literally remember it vividly, me rolling my eyes, and I thought, I hope we don't get that on camera, you know.
Oh.
Throughout the whole time, I was just like...
You were thinking that immediately.
Yeah. Like, the whole time, my face was just blank. Right. It was cold. My feet were hurting by then. Mm. I was like, come on, guys, I'm over this. Send me and Jay home now. Do you know what I mean? Might as well start packing our bags. We already knew we was going.
Exactly.
Like, pointless. I think by the time we got out and got back, it was like 6:30 in the morning.
Jesus Christ,
so we
man.
Was shattered. Like,
how?
We was like, right, I just want to go. I just want to go home and go to bed. Do you know what I mean?
You're in that kind of like, ugh.
No. Yeah. By then, I was just like, we knew what we was going.
Mm.
Just let us go home.
Let us go home.
Yeah.
Because you don't have the time, so you don't know what time they're doing all the stuff. Do you not see the sun rising as you're doing this dumping?
No, it was pitch black. So when we got out, we were saying, oh, right, can you tell... Straight away, we said, right, can you tell us the time now?
Mm.
And then there was like, oh, you don't even want to know. And we was like, right, we'll guess. And we said, right, I guess it's like 2:00 in the morning. And I was like, no, definitely not. Do you know what I mean? Like, you just didn't feel like...
Probably
it was,
like 6, 7 a.m.
You didn't feel like it was as late as it was.
Because you don't have any understanding.
Yeah. So I'm happy I didn't know, because I'd have been like, right, get me to bed at, when it's like 10 o'clock. I'm like, get me to bed. It was bad.
Because the lateness is a lot. Was there anything else you struggled with in the villa?
Eating. Like...
Eating?
Eating, yeah.
Sorry. Was the food bad?
It wasn't bad. It was just sometimes it was very healthy. I know I look like I diet or something, as people say.
Yeah.
But I like to eat a lot of shit.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
And, what's your favourite?
And some sweet chilli dip. And I'll be happy.
Okay. That's nice. I just get a fish fillet.
Oh.
I know. I love a fish fillet.
Is that all?
Yeah. Fish fillet, large fries, Coke Zero. Sweet chilli dip.
See, I don't do fizzy drinks.
But
not really.
But you do sweet chilli dip.
Yeah.
That is the best flavour.
Yeah, that's all.
In
See,
history.
For that, or I can get curry sauce. Not
no, for me, sweet chilli dip. That shit is elite.
I love it.
Do you eat Five Guys?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
I don't like Five Guys. Their chips are like...
The chips are the best. They're like proper.
You know what chips are the
potato.
Best? Honest Burger.
I've never been.
Honest Burger chips.
Is that in London?
Are amazing. Have you been? Oh my days. Honest, yeah, they all have a London. The rosemary chips.
Oh, Leeds is such a tiny little place. I hate it now.
What is?
Leeds.
Leeds. Do they have Honest Burger there?
No. Oh, we don't have that many food places. Well, there is, but there isn't. Do you know what I mean? There's not really a whole load of options.
I just can't see myself actually living outside London.
See, but because you've been brought up in it.
Yeah, born raised.
Do you know what I mean?
Like, yeah.
I've got like family and things that live in London. I'm like, nah. It's just ridiculously expensive as well.
True.
Like, why would... The cost of living is ridiculous as it is. Why would you then want to just put more money into this government's pocket?
It's crazy with inflation rising as well.
Like, you pretty much just living to die.
That's an absolute mess.
Like, do you not see it?
Mm.
Living to die at this point.
So you worked as a youth worker. How long were you doing that for?
5 years.
5 years.
Yeah.
I think you mentioned this, but I thought you said 4 or 5 years.
Yeah, because at one
whilst
point...
Whilst at university?
Yeah, I studied
you studied social
full-time.
Sciences, yeah.
Yeah, I was doing that full-time and I worked full-time as well. I was literally like grafting my ass
That's
off.
A lot.
Like, because, yeah, at one point I was doing support work and then doing care work, well, end-of-life work. Yeah.
What... in terms of Love Island, how were you approached?
I applied.
Oh, nice.
I applied.
One of the few people that actually applied and got in, because we always hear stories of everybody applying, but like they always approach people.
No, well, I wasn't approached. I would love to be an approach. Bloody hell, must not have been good enough. But I literally applied.
Mm.
And what was so weird, I applied whilst I was at work. we were having a little joke at work, and everyone was saying, oh yeah, you know what, Chani, you should go on Love Island. And I was like, whatever, guys, you know, I have been single for long enough, but, you know, chill. And then little did I know I was going on Love Island afterwards.
Do you regret the experience, or do you love the experience when you look back at it?
It was a good experience. Like, I'm not going to lie, I'm grateful for the experience, because it was mad. Mm. Like, yeah, it was just such a mad experience. I wouldn't not tell people to go on the show. Do you know what I mean? If you can apply and get on there, do it. Do you know what I mean? Because it's an experience that not many people obviously do.
Are there any of these Love Island couples that you think just are quite weak, or that won't make it as much, you think, on the outside from your experience living in the villa? Whether it be Tasha and Andrew, Eka and Davide, Gemma and Luca.
I feel, well, Tasha and Andrew, they've got stronger. Together as a couple, they've got stronger. I feel like all them guys are all, I feel like they'll all be okay. I feel like the only people that might not is simply because they've not had much time together. Do you know what I mean? I don't know. Danica and Billy probably might not.
Right, I agree.
They're fresh.
It doesn't make sense. I don't think Billy's as invested into her.
Well, have you seen First Love?
Yeah.
I know.
It's a shame. Why do you think Danica is always in a pickle?
I don't know, because do you know what? She's such a nice girl.
Mm.
Like, she needs someone that's all about her. Do you know what I mean? All about her. They need to go in there and say, do you know what, Danica, I want you. Pick her up, whisk her off her feet, and be about her. Do you know what I mean?
It's just not working out for her.
Yeah, I know. I even liked her and Josh together.
I did a lot as well.
Like, it was even seeing them two together.
They just looked good.
Yeah.
It just didn't work out.
It's sad though. This is the thing, in the villa, day by day, things change so quickly. Like, you genuinely don't know what's going to happen next.
Right.
So you literally have to take it day by day. But I don't know, maybe her and Deji.
She's not interested in him. Deji's continuously tried to persevere her, and she's just not interested in him. She wants Billy. And you can't be number two. What are we, number one?
Not gonna lie, whoever's done the editing needs a pair of eyes.
It's crazy, isn't it?
Make us all look bad.
Honestly crazy. I wish they'd shown your scenes though, that you're describing to me, because it's all like brand new information.
Yeah, because even like the whole getting to know Jay didn't really show much of it, even though we spoke choppy. We spoke loads. Like, even the day of the recoupling, when we got that text, we was sat together speaking.
Interesting.
Never know.
Damn, that is very interesting.
Yeah. And honestly say, even after Jay, obviously I didn't really spend much time with Jay afterwards, because we did spend time together, but we wouldn't like, oh yeah, Jay, come on, let's go and have a chat. Do you know what I mean? Because not really much to talk about then after, if we're not going to get to know each other anymore. Do you know what I mean? But I was speaking to so many other people in there. Well, everyone, to be honest, because everyone got on with each other. It was just nice. But it wasn't just me and Jay, and me and Jay forever.
Right.
That's all I can guess of. Made it look. This is why I haven't chose to watch it back.
I don't blame you.
Because I'm like, I'll just probably get pissed off.
I don't blame you. But I do think what I've seen of you on the show is what I'm seeing now.
Really?
And with some islanders, I'm like, it's a complete polar opposite, where it's like they come off as a bad person, but then when they come in here, it's very different. But with you were chill, laid back, reserved, and that's what I'm getting now.
Yeah.
It's making me quite chill, actually. Yeah. Just that energy. I just feel like...
This is the thing. I like the fact that I went on there, was myself. Like, even like when my mum was like, China, you was literally just yourself. Like, my facial expressions are the worst on there. Like, even throughout the day.
You and Deji. You and Deji with your face expressions are just funny. Especially Deji.
His are worse than mine.
And the cameras always catch it.
Like, I even had there was a TikTok where, like, I think my eyes were like, my head was down and like my eyes were up.
Yeah. That's the one that I'm referring to at the dumping. That picture. What was going on?
It's so bad. They didn't even want to get me like when I'm smiling. And...
No, they got you looking like you're about to kill everyone.
Yeah, like.
You're about to kill like everybody. Demonic. Yeah. Not demonic. Just put the track behind it. Is that what they did? There wasn't. I feel like I saw something with the music behind it.
Yes. Yes. They made me look like I was a demonic person. Do you know what? I'm going to do some modelling.
As you should.
Yeah, I'm going to dabble in the modelling life.
Dabble, you should dive in.
I'm going to jump in with right. 2 feet.
I know, that's right.
show them what I've got.
Exactly.
And do you know what? I still want to help the community out. Mm. Like, I'm
that's
not going to lie. I can't
that's really good.
Just part with that.
Right.
I love working with children and things like that. So I do want to help out in any way that I can.
Mm.
So... Yeah, I'm still gonna...
Focus down these roads.
Yeah.
I'm here for it.
I am.
Thanks for coming on the podcast.
Thank you for having me.
No worries. Speaking about your journey, you know, these unaired, intense conversations that I had no idea about, and these many three-way kisses.
Gosh.
I know. Crazy.
At least it was all...
Done and dusted now.
Yeah. Light-hearted fun.
Light-hearted fun. Under the covers.
In the covers. Wait, it was under the covers. No.
It was over the covers.
Yeah.
Yes, it was.
It was. Sorry. In and that would be very sight. Hot
as well. Imagine what somebody's breath stinks.
My God.
And Dami's breath is just stinking.
Like, no one's breath's like stunk. Well, no, that's like...
a relief because me, I would be like, sorry, we're not really going to have anything if your breath stinks.
I get you. Yeah, no.
Your facial expressions are funny. You're like,
sorry, I can't. My face always says something before my mouth does.
Yeah, it does.
It doesn't it?
Your face reacts first before you do. Like
I can't help
mouth.
It.
It's actually it's quite
bad.
Funny.
It's so bad.
I guess that you were discussing about inside the main villa.
Hmm.
Whose idea was that?
Dami's.
So Dami's idea was to try and kiss you and Summer whilst he was back with India.
No, at this point he wasn't back with India.
Okay, it was just the first day of tents.
Yeah, like... He wasn't back with India at this point.
Right.
But he was the one that initiates these things.
Interesting. I think it's weird that he initiated that whilst India is in the villains right after.
Yeah, like he initiates it.
What day was that? Was that the night of Casa Amor or the day after?
I think it was the day after as well. Casa. But this is the thing, he initiates these things.
It's
but
weird.
I feel like he does it as a joke, but then he just forgets, you know, Dami, can't joke like that anymore.
But if you and Summer were down for it, he would proceed, I think.
Yeah, yeah.
Interesting that he would try to joke about doing stuff like that whilst also then wallowing back to India.
I know.
That doesn't make any sense to me.
I know. I feel like he puts himself in a pickle. Do you know what I mean? Which is bad.
I think he does. I think he finds his way out though sometimes.
Yeah. But this is the thing, because we all knew it was lighthearted fun, do you know what I mean? It was just a bit of banter.
Mm.
Obviously we didn't think that it was going to be shown on movie night. This is why we didn't even mention it. Like, why are we going to mention a three-way kiss that was fun? Not thinking that the whole world.
You must have thought that was going to be shown.
I didn't think.
Really?
Because it was literally just a laugh and a joke, do you know what I mean? Like, we'd literally just joke about, oh yeah, let's have a three-way kiss.
Damn. I'm keen to see what happens with Dami in India.
I feel like they are going to be okay though.
I think they're going to survive. But in the trailer tonight for the Snog Marry Pie Challenge, Dami is kissing Summer in the first look teaser. And I don't know what that's about after they had an argument the day before. So I just don't know what's going on. It's just all unpredictable.
Yeah, I need to watch tonight.
So it's just genuinely shocking. Honestly. Thank you for gracing me with your presence.
It's a pleasure, honestly.
I really appreciate it. Have fun running around Westfield.
Don't remind me. Oh my God, I've got to go to Westfield, don't I?
It's just too much. That is way too... In this heat.
Yeah, in this heat.
It's just crazy.
This is actually stressing me out.
Thanks for coming on, China. I really appreciate it. And I feel like it's, you know, really wanted to get you on and have this conversation because I feel like you left the show and had a very interesting journey, even though it was very limited and, you know, a week.
Yeah, it was still eventful.
It was still very eventful.
Yeah.
But thanks for gracing me on. We'll put China's socials in the bio below, Instagram and TikTok. Anything else?
I've got Twitter.
Nice.
No, I don't really tweet. Do you have controversial likes?
Oh, we love a controversial like, guys. We love a controversial like. Subscribe to the podcast. It's on YouTube as well. Daily and consistent, guys. Thank you, China, for gracing me.
Thank you for having
Thank
me.
Thank you, honestly, babes. I appreciate it. Wow, you left me hanging.
Sorry.
Your arms are quite short.
I know.
I just realized. I was just like, what is going on?
I can't even.
Like, you are right there. I like this outfit. Where is it from?
Thank you. Couture Club skirt. Oh, poly top.
Nice.
Like trainers. Well,
the trainers are very nice.